Avos per Gimel Mishnah Tes Zion 3:16, and in some Mishnah it says 3:12. Here we have Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael lived after the Chorban. He is the author of the Mechilta. That's the halachic midrash on essentially on Sefer Shmos. And he, coming off the previous mission, we talked about not embarrassing people. So now he's going to say how it should relate to people. So he says very briefly, and the truth is what he's saying here is a little vague. And because it's vague, it's open to many, many, many interpretations, exactly what he means. I'll just go with one. I'll go with the Bar Tanura, which I think is enough for now. He says, Hevikal l'rosh, literally, be light with the head, v'noach l'tishchores, and be calm, easy, with the black, if you will. V'hevi mekabalus kol ha'adam b'simcha, and face, receive everybody with simcha, with joy. So now, the way the Bar Tanura learns, and we'll stick with that, is that the Rosh we're talking about here is the person who is worthy of your respect, like the person who's Yoshev Rosh, like in the Beis HaMidrash, and the like, the Zaken. So for him, you should be kal, you should be light, meaning you should be quick and easy to serve him. If he says something, you run to do it. That's how you should relate to the senior person, the person worthy of, you know, sitting at the head. Whereas the tishchores literally means like the darkened person. We're referring to his hair being shachor, his hair being dark, black, meaning he hasn't even started to gray yet, so the young person. You should be noach with him. Now, noach, according to Bar Tanura, means kind of easygoing, like, you know, like the colloquial, you know, be cool. Be cool with him. Meaning, as the Bar Tanura's words are, benachas uveyishuv. You should be kind of calm and thoughtful. Meaning, when he asks you to do something or says something, you don't necessarily go with that. You're not running to please him. You're not running to do his bidding. You consider it. You make your best considered decisions about what they're saying, and then you respond accordingly. So you're kind of, you know, you're cool in that sense. You're calm and cool and collected, and we deal with people who are not senior. But for everybody, junior and senior alike, young and old, everybody, even Jew and Gentile for that matter, you're mikabel, like the word like makabil, when you face someone. So you approach them, your countenance, your face, your attitude toward them is besimcha, is with joy. Now, Shammai had said you have to have a sever panim yafos, you know, a cheery countenance, something like that. But according to Shammai, although it means sort of as you put on a smiling face, that's sort of just external. You don't actually necessarily feel happy, but you just at least, you know, be pleasant. You don't have to be unpleasant people. But here we're saying besimcha. Besimcha means with joy. And that's a big deal. The best example I've seen with my own life is my mother, my good mother, who, you know, when you phone her, she says hello in a way and that as if she was waiting for you all day to give her a call. When she walks the room, she says hello to everybody as if she's waiting to see them all the day. And she's, you know, with a real smile, a genuine happiness. And that goes a long, long way. People are, grumpy people are disarmed. Regular people are cheered up. And all automatically people are well disposed towards her. And also just, you know, they get a real pick-me-up, which, you know, brings out the best in them. So here we're saying is really you should approach everybody with a sincere joy to interact with them, to be them, to meet them, to help them, to be part of their, you know, their day. And that'll go a long way to bring out the best in them and, you know, I guess making the world a better place.